This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. The story I'll be sharing today was written for a Roseau Elementary School assignment in the fourth grade class of teacher Sarah Olson in 2006. The author was Mary Prazakis, and she wrote about someone she admired, her grandmother. I think it's a good story to read leading up to Mother's Day. Marjorie Dolores Zack was born on September 10, 1928, to Anne and Frank Zack. She was born in Roseau, Minnesota, in the hospital where Bonnie's Floral, now Holter Floral, is located. She was the firstborn daughter after two boys, so her mother was very happy. She had five brothers, Richard, Clarence, Donald, Delbert, and Gary. She had two sisters, Marlene and Evelyn. Gary and Evelyn died when they were very young. That saddened her mother, Anne, very much. Shortly after Marjorie was born, her parents moved to Fallon, Minnesota, to a new farmstead. She worked hard as a young girl, helping in the garden. In the summertime, she would pick weeds and do hoeing. She also had to start milking the cow by hand when she was only 6 years old. She would pick wild blueberries and strawberries and high bush cranberries. Her mom, sister, and Marjorie would make jam, jelly, and sauce from them. Sometimes when she was picking blueberries, she would eat more of the berries than was put in the pail. In the fall, she helped her mother pick the vegetables from the garden to can. They didn't have electricity, so there was no freezer. Since there was no way to keep food frozen, all the vegetables and meat had to be canned to preserve the food. They had to carry the water into the house because there was no running water. The family would take turns carrying pails of water from a flowing well. The water never stopped flowing, even in the cold winter, so they felt very lucky. For lights, kerosene lamps were used. There was a wood cook stove to cook the food and heat the house. This also meant there was firewood that had to be chopped and carried inside to the house. The family would butcher chickens, geese, ducks, and turkeys. Marjorie's job was to pluck feathers. When she would pull the feathers off the bird, the down would get into her nose and make her sneeze. Marjorie remembers it was not easy for many people in the 1930s and early 40s because of the Depression. There was not a lot of money to spend. Everyone in the family had to work hard because they lived off the land. Practically everything was made or grown at home. They had to sew their clothes with a Singer sewing machine. Their shoes were ordered from the Sears Roebuck catalog. When she was 10 years old, the family went to Badger and saw a silent movie for the first time on the 4th of July. She remembers sitting so still, amazed at the black and white figures on the screen. Another 4th of July, her mom and dad invited a lot of relatives and friends over to their place. Her dad bought 5 gallons of ice cream, and they kept it cold by piling straw on it. She said that was a real treat. She attended school in Malung at the Brandt School until she was in 8th grade. She remembers her dad would take her and her sister and brothers to school in the winter. They would all dress in many layers of clothes. Her dad would make a fire in a heater in the caboose pulled by 4 horses. He would put lots of blankets on top of them so her and her sister Marlene would sit close together to stay warm. After 8th grade, kids had to go to high school in Roseau, but there were no buses to take them back and forth, so kids had to find someone in town to stay with or rent a room from someone. Her mom became ill, so Marjorie had to stay home to help and was unable to attend high school. Marjorie always wanted to go to school to become a hairdresser. She liked to cut other people's hair and still cuts hair today. One of her older brothers had to go into the service during World War II. That meant that Marjorie had to help her dad a lot outside. Marjorie liked to help her dad. The only problem was she had red hair and very light colored skin, so she would get bad sunburn if she didn't wear a hat. When she was 19 years old, she worked for a doctor in Hallock and was a nurse. She cooked at Keeney Farms, which was a bonanza farm. That is where she met her future husband, Frank Prazakis. He was a carpenter who built the grain bins and many of the buildings on the farm. He also did work on the farm machines. He lived north of Hallock on the family farm in Caribou Township with his mother and brothers. And Mary says, "My dad bought the farm in 1971 and farmed it until 1997. He then sold it to his sister so that it would be kept in the family." I'll finish reading Mary Prazakis' story next weekend. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.